This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As the world's leaders gathered in South Africa today to memorialize Nelson Mandela, the leader of an Atlanta-based World Relief Organization is remembering her experiences with him and his life and work. Dr. Helene Gale is the CEO of CARE International. Dr. Gale, it's nice to have you back.
My pleasure.
How many times did you meet Mr. Mandela?
Altogether, probably about five times.
And was it just kind of meeting him in a receiving line, or did you actually have a chance to talk with him?
Well, the first time I met him was in 1991. At that time, I was working with the Centers for Disease Control and was traveling with our then Secretary of Health, Dr. Louis Sullivan, and we had the opportunity to meet him and have a dinner, a reception and a dinner with him and Walter Sisulu, Desmond Tutu, at the house of our U.S. ambassador. So it was a really incredible opportunity to meet with several of the real heroes of the anti-apartheid movement soon after Nelson Mandela had been, not long after Nelson Mandela had been released from prison.
In subsequent meetings, were you able to talk to him about health concerns, for instance, particularly on the continent of Africa?
Well, one of the issues that we were focusing on at that time was the issue of HIV. That was very early in the epidemic in South Africa, but it was at a time when it was very clear that HIV was going to be a huge problem in South Africa. And at that time, there really wasn't the kind of attention being paid. And so part of our discussion with him then and in some of my subsequent meetings was around the issue of health broadly, but also particularly the impact of HIV and what were ways in which South Africa could have potentially gotten ahead of that. And I think one of the things that Nelson Mandela spoke about was the fact that he had regrets that South Africa had not been as quick to respond to the HIV epidemic. And as we all know, it has cost millions and millions of lives.
Certainly it touched his own life, didn't it?
It did. And I think, you know, he used his own personal experience, just as he did in other ways, used his own personal experience to really talk about the issue and try to make it a human issue, not an issue to serve as a source of stigma and discrimination. And so I think he took what was a personal sadness and used that as a way of shedding light on an issue that in many ways had lived in darkness in South Africa.
Was it his son who died of AIDS, HIV?
Right. Yes.
He only had one term as president. During that time, do you think that he was able to make a difference in terms of South African government policy toward HIV/AIDS or funding for the battle against it?
Well, I think he himself said that he didn't feel like he maybe did as much as he could have. You know, there were so many issues when he took over as president, coming in as the first democratically elected president, all the healing that had to be done, so many different ways in which he really had to think about the broad issues that were facing South Africa. And so, you know, I think he himself felt he could have done more, but in the scheme of things, you know, I think just the way in which he addressed the issues of justice, equality, democracy, non-discrimination broadly set the tone that I think really was a foundation for what did eventually evolve in terms of a much more vigorous HIV response.
And one of CARE's major focuses is empowering women, and Mr. Mandela certainly supported that. He introduced free prenatal and postnatal care to mothers in the public health system during his time as president, free health care for children up to the age of six. He helped write gender protection and gender equality into the Constitution that was adopted after he became president. But South Africa also faces a lot of challenges with sexual abuse of women. Some 70% of women, according to CNN, have reported they're victims of it. So did he make a difference, do you think, or was he basically more setting the framework for what needed to be done?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things about the important roles that leaders can play is to set the tempo, kind of set the foundation, and call attention to issues and use their leadership to highlight that. So I think he did an incredible amount to set the tone for South Africa around issues of women and women's rights. So, yes, there is work to be done, that's clear, but I think he did a lot to really say, you know, to set a high water mark around these issues. So I think he made a huge contribution in that way, setting the tone, and hopefully that will continue to be built upon.
That was my next question. Now that he's gone and his moral presence, at least physically, isn't there, how difficult will it be to continue the fight against HIV/AIDS, against abuse of women, now that he's not around?
Well, as you know, he hasn't been in office for many, many years, and those issues continue. And so I think, again, I think the legacy that he leaves behind, the foundation that the country can build upon, you know, he's left that for civil society, government, and other actors within society to continue to move those issues forward. So I think the foundation that he laid is an important one. And I also think that in all of the commemoration and memories that people have, I think it will help to reignite some of the very values and some of the issues that he stood for. So I'm hoping that this time of commemoration is one for all of us to find the Nelson Mandela within ourselves, to rededicate ourselves to the kinds of values and principles that he stood for, and hopefully it will be a real source of inspiration for South Africa to continue to build the kind of equitable, just society that he believed in.
You mentioned, of course, he had not been president for some years now, and he only had one term, yet his very presence helped ease tensions not just in South Africa, but on the continent as a whole. Will it now be harder for CARE and other NGOs to do their work there without him?
Oh, I think, you know, he clearly left so much behind, and while he was on this earth, continued to build the kinds of cadres of people who will continue to build on that legacy. So, you know, while he is gone and while his presence on this earth meant so much to so many people, you know, I think the sign of a great leader is that when they are gone physically, what they stood for continues, and that there are others behind who will continue to build on that. And I firmly believe that.
You are optimistic that there are political and social leaders who will be able to navigate the difficulties and the challenges that are ahead in just getting some of these goals accomplished?
Oh, I am optimistic, and I think each generation finds new leaders and builds on and stands on the shoulder of giants, as people say. So, yes, I am optimistic, and as I look around Africa and around our world more broadly, I continue to be encouraged by the bright young global leaders that are coming along who will continue to move that ball up the hill that Nelson Mandela helped to move a few notches up himself. So I do believe that there are people who will follow and who will continue to build the kind of societies that we know that are equitable, just, and fair.
Is there any one thing that he said to you personally that you'll take with you?
The one thing that he said to me personally is, you sure are a cute young girl.
There is a photo of you with him, which we're going to post on our website along with this conversation. It's the two of you. I think both of you have your fists in the air. Do you remember how old you were then and what the circumstances were of that picture?
Well, that was in the home of the U.S. ambassador. As I mentioned, that we had the meeting back in 1991. So that was in the home of Ambassador Bill Swing.
Dr. Helene Gale is CEO of Atlanta-based CARE International. Dr. Gale, thanks so much for giving us this time on a busy day for you. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dan.